Roll out the grill, fill the cooler, pile the tables high with stuffies and salads. It's time for one of our beloved holidays, marked these days by a three-day weekend devoted to giving summer a sweet kiss goodbye. We're many years from the time a century ago when 10,000 gathered in Providence to view the annual Labor Day parade, then jammed the city's piers near Dyer Street to board the steamboat to Rocky Point for a big clam bake. Today's the holiday that organized labor gave us, along with a 40-hour week, paid vacations, and workplace health care benefits, not to mention Social Security, workplace safety laws, and the strongest middle class the world has ever known. It wasn't that long ago, up until the 1970s and 1980s, that Rhode Island's economy thrummed with thousands of union manufacturing jobs. Factory toilers could afford to buy homes and send their kids to college. Many even had pensions that helped secure their retirement. In the middle of the 20th century, about a third of Ocean State workers were union members. There was far less income inequality than we see in the 21st. Then came the seismic shift in manufacturing work, first to the American South, then overseas. The companies that remained took a much tougher view of unions. A federal government that once enforced labor laws loosened regulation. The result was a steep decline in private sector union membership, and that's led to a battered working class and wage stagnation. Organized labor has been on its heels for a generation or more, but union leaders are finally seeing signs of revival. George Nee, president of the Rhode Island AFL-CIO, which has about 80,000 members, says he's more optimistic this Labor Day than he has been in recent years. The Rhode Island economy is picking up, albeit slowly. Construction projects have been hiring the building trades workers who were crushed by the recession. And union organizing activities up. Nee says unions have won important organizing elections at Butler and Women and Infants Hospitals and at Eastland Foods in Cranston. And the National Education Association of Rhode Island just won the right to negotiate collectively for 500 part-time professors at the Community College of Rhode Island. You might think unions these days are merely contracts or us organizations that care only about their members' pocketbooks. That isn't the case. Rhode Island unions were in the forefront of lobbying campaigns for same-sex marriage and raising the minimum wage, laws that benefit many more than card-carrying union members. Nee says raising the minimum wage again will be a top priority of unions when the 2017 General Assembly convenes. On New Year's Day, the minimum wage in Massachusetts will be $1.40 per hour higher than Rhode Island, which Nee says is unfair to Ocean State workers in such industries as big box retailing and fast food. Labor's gains have never come easy. Rhode Island's legacy of labor strife is long and florid. In the Great Textile Strike of 1934, a clash between strikers and the National Guard left four dead. Today is not only a time to wave goodbye to summer with friends, family, and backyard burgers. We should recall the sacrifices of generations of workers who organized unions and ushered workplace change. Rhode Islanders have opportunities to grasp the true meaning of the day. At 10 a.m. at the Machasick Cemetery in Central Falls, the Rhode Island Labor History Society, the Institute for Labor Studies, the AFL-CIO, and other labor leaders will commemorate the Salesville textile strike, which led to social and economic change in Depression-era Rhode Island. And today, the Museum of Work and Culture is holding its 18th annual Labor Day celebration. Have a fun and safe Labor Day, but don't take for granted what unions have given our state and nation.